From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Peloton is reportedly preparing to go public. This is the company with the $2,000 exercise bikes you can use at home with screens that let you take live streamed classes or compete remotely with other riders. Peloton says after 7 years of business, it now has more than 1 million users. Bloomberg is reporting an IPO could value the company at more than $8 billion. However much it's valued, Peloton appears to have paved the way for a whole generation of machines that basically make it a lot less lonely to exercise alone. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
For 36-year-old Ebony Scott of Houston, Texas, there was life before Peloton.
I tried gym memberships, and really, it's kind of like just a donation, in my honest opinion.
And life after Peloton, which began when Scott wandered into one of the company stores and tried out a bike.
It was a light bulb moment, like within the first 5 minutes, even though I gotta be honest, I was dying.
Now, more than 2 years later, she's a regular rider, logging in to join live classes where instructors call out to the riders at home or to stream a class on demand, like this one from instructor Allie Love.
How are you? I am Allie Love. Welcome. The moment you've been waiting for. Yes.
Scott pays $39 a month to connect to the classes, the community, and the motivation.
I'm showing up because people are expecting me to show up. You know, you have your friends, people that you honestly, like, I would have never met.
That social aspect is a big part of Peloton's success, says Walt Thompson with the American College of Sports Medicine.
Peloton and like exercise programs allow you to still be isolated, yet feel like you belong to a group.
Bruce Smith is a former coach for the U.S. national rowing team. Last year, he launched Hydro by Crew, a $2,200 rowing machine that lets exercisers connect to an instructor on the Charles River in Boston. Smith says Peloton,
they've paved the way for a whole new market, and we definitely don't think it's a winner-take-all kind of situation.
Nor do the folks behind Echelon Bike, a less expensive Peloton competitor, or Tonal, a $3,000 digital weight training system, or the $1,500 mirror, where an instructor and your own image are reflected back to you as you work out. The technology behind these machines is expensive. So is producing daily content. But Smith says,
the real payoff for the business is the subscription, and that involves community and engagement.
And not just a community that can afford several thousand dollars for a home exercise machine. Companies like Peloton are also starting to experiment with apps you can use at your gym or with that old stationary bike at home. You know, the one with the clothes on it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.